What tape?
You called Neely?
Yeah.
Told about some tape. What tape was that?
No, I didn't say, I didn't take any tape. What I did was I typed out my recollections of our conversation together. And I'm going to use it as an interview. I'm going to send it out to every underground paper in America for free, rather than selling it to...
You didn't tell me that was any interview.
Oh, well, didn't you like, didn't you...
Hey, man, you want to have an interview with me? Let me know. I'll give you an interview. Don't take,
Okay, fine. I was going to let you see it beforehand, and, because I realized that, you know, it wasn't taped, and I don't want to misquote you and put words in your mouth.
What about the tape? Do you have a tape in your jacket?
No tape. I didn't have a tape in my jacket. I don't have the money for one of those concealed tape recorders. I want to get the door. So I just typed up.
Okay, look, now you want to have an interview?
Yeah.
You know, we'll have an interview, but don't...
Yeah.
You know, that's sneaky shit, man.
What kind of sneaky shit, man?
I mean, you come and talk to somebody and type it up, right?
But you know I'm a cat who writes about, who specializes in writing about you.
Yeah, oh, man, I understand that, yeah. But, you know,
didn't
if you want to have an interview, we can have an interview above the table, you know? And, you know, just keep it on top of the table, that's all I'm talking about. I mean, I think that I deserve that right.
Sure, that's fine with me. I prefer it that way, you know. That would even make it better. Although this isn't bad. What I have here is really...
I'd like to see it anyway. Can you bring it around?
Yeah, I will.
Like,
Well, should I bring it around now, or...
No, I'm tied up the weekend.
How
about,
weekend?
Yeah, how about, like, on a Monday or Tuesday?
The trouble is that these people are expecting, these people are expecting something from me Monday.
I'm working, man. I'm building some shit, you know, and I really got to get it built.
Right.
Just, you know, some tables and some shelves and some stuff, and I got to get it done, man. I put it way off.
Okay, I'll tell them that I'll have to wait.
Just like 1 week. Or a day or two. 2 days. Just let me see it.
Okay, let me bring it over today. I'll just leave it in your mailbox, okay?
And then I'll be there. I'll be at the studio today, so bring it by.
Yeah.
And give it to me, but I can't read it.
Okay.
I'll be able to do that. And then I'll call you back.
Okay, groovy.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so long. You read, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you asked me about corrections and all that.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you just had a big pile of them in your hand, you know? And I was wondering, like, if you were fucking around with me, like, on,
Wait, what are you saying, man?
Like, you had a big pile of them in your hand, man. You obviously had a whole lot printed up. So, I mean, like...
No, I had the concordance. I had two Xeroxes made. It cost me $1.04. I had two Xeroxes of this made.
Okay, like, there's a couple things into that article, man, that I...
Can you tell you how...
That I kind of object to.
What?
One thing there about Johnny Cash, man, I don't think that's right. And then there's another thing...
You're saying Johnny Cash is in the past.
Yeah, well, I didn't say it like that, man. I didn't quite understand the article, like... Like, if you said in the article, you said that's past, that was the quote. But, like, it didn't really make specific whether that pertained to whether Johnny Cash is, you know, playing for the White House was in the past, or whether I was digging Johnny Cash, whether that was in the past. The whole thing was kind of vague, man. I didn't want it to, you know, I didn't want it to print it that I didn't dig Johnny Cash, man, because I do.
Okay. I'll say... You know, so I put down.
Okay. The other thing was on Dear Landlord, man. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't have said that song was written for Grossman.
No, you told me that. You said it was for Al Grossman. I remember that specifically. I says, oh, it's he's giving me the.
Well, man, like, it wasn't all the way for Al Grossman. In fact, he wasn't even in my mind.
I know.
Only later, man. Only later, when people pointed out to me that a song might have been written for Al Grossman, I thought, well, maybe it could have been.
It's a good story to use. You know, you're just putting me on, man. You're giving me the,
Man, I'm not putting you on.
The line, man.
No, I don't want you to print that was in for Grossman because it wasn't.
Who should I say?
It wasn't written for anybody, man. It was an abstract song. It sure as hell wasn't written for you.
It wasn't.
It sure as hell wasn't, no. I was not even aware of you at that time.
Isn't Landlord critic, though, in your symbolism?
No, man. Like, I wasn't aware of you at that time.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't care what you have to figure out to say, but it was not written for Grossman, so don't say it. I mean, you know, it's just not right.
How how about if I make it like sarcastic?
The other thing, man, it's like there's some lies in there, man. There's some lies in that article, though.
Yeah, which
I don't have the article with me, but there's some lies in there.
Like what?
Well, I had the article. I called you before, man. You weren't home. I had the article in front of me. I left the article at the studio. But there's some lies in there, man. I couldn't believe it.
Want me to read the article now?
Yeah.
I was really fucking
happy. No. It's a stump person, like, around in the like, fourth page.
Third or fourth page. 1, 2, 3. Somewhat taken aback by the... I told him there's all this evidence in your poetry. So we talked. Dylan said he didn't dig the Panthers because of their position on the Mideast situation. Little Israel versus all of us. I started to explain to Dylan how the Panthers believe that everyone has a right to live, Jews, Arabs, and Palestinian refugees, when this kid from my class comes over and says he wants to talk to Dylan. I told him that that was cool, but to wait until he got done. I had something important to say to Bob, and I didn't know if I'd ever see him again. I was seizing the time. So the punk says, you're full of shit, and so is Dylanology. So I grabbed him by the collar and screamed, split, asshole. He laughed, but as he was going, he yelled out in great school intonations, Webman's Bleeding Transfer, Dylan's a press novel. Dylan said I only had half of the book, the other half was up in Woodstock, and that I should never worry about running out of things to interpret.
California, man. California.
California.
California, man.
You don't want people ripping you off, eh?
It's not in Woodstock. That's right. Also, I don't want people, up there asking questions.
Out in California, okay.
Well,
what's the difference? Woodstock, California doesn't affect my thesis one way or the other. That I should never worry about running out of things to interpret. He said he was going to invite me up to Woodstock a couple of months ago. I asked him, how come you didn't? How come I had to have a demonstration in front of your house to get you to negotiate? You know how dedicated I am and how... Well, I know your work. I know Al, and one day we'll go for a ride together, and I'll interpret all of my poems for you. We ain't going by the docks, are we? I didn't say that, but, you know, what difference does it make? No, Al, you scared my kids telling like...
Yeah, that's another one.
You did say
that. Did I say that, man? Well, it's not true. I did.
You told Terry I scared your kids, man.
I didn't mean scare. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't really mean scare because they weren't really aware, and I don't want to insinuate that. But, like, I didn't mean that, really.
Yeah.
I might have said it, man, but I didn't really mean that because my kids aren't really aware of this or that. You know, I said that because, like, it could have been possible, but it wasn't possible. And, like, I don't want to throw that out. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. But, like...
How about you shook up my kids?
No, not even my kids. Leave my kids out of it.
Leave your kids out of it.
Because, that was me. That was my thing imposed on them. And that was my thing, you know what I mean? So I don't know what you can say, but anything, I don't... shook up my landlord or my superintendent or whatever, I don't know. Well, figure it out, anything. It don't matter.
Okay.
But, like, that's not really... that doesn't really speak for me.
But you did say that, though.
If I did say it, man, I'm sorry I shouldn't have said it.
All right.
I'm sorry to my kids that I'm... Because it's not true, man. Like, it's just I mouthed off, that's all. And I shouldn't have said it for their sake. Because it's just not true.
Yeah, the kids didn't look scared, really.
No, they weren't, man. Yeah. And, like, I don't want to even... You know, I don't want to say it. My wife will fucking hit me, man. Like, I don't really want to get into that.
All right, no, Al, you scared my kids like that. Sorry, man, I didn't mean to drag your kids into it. I wouldn't hurt them. They'll be with us soon anyway.
Will you take that out?
Yeah, I'll take that out. Think, like, these radical freaks were staying over at the archives, and I told them that you were where you were at, and they thought you're trashing the place, but I told them, don't do it, it ain't fair to the kids.
Oh, man, take all that shit out, please. Like, you can leave the radical stuff in there. You can say it ain't fair to me, but not to the kids, because it's just...
But, you know, what I was saying at the time is the only thing that was... See, what I'm saying there is the only thing that was preventing me from telling him...
I made a mistake, man. I shouldn't have said it. I mean, it was one of the things that I shouldn't have said. I thought I could use it as a weight.
Right.
And,
I know a lot of people who want to hurt you, especially after that garbage thing. You know, all these college kids come around to my garbage and take some of it back to their dorms. You wouldn't like these kids either. Get a garbage compactor and I'll come out and pick it up once a week. I don't like machines. No, that's not true. Bob, you wouldn't have me off, would you? You scared? Sure I am. This is an oligarchy. The more money you have, the more power. I wouldn't do it, Al. Don't worry. It's too late anyway. I didn't think so, man. It would be like GM offing Nader. But if you do, you better do a good job. I went on and gave Dylan a rap against imperialism, racism, and sexism. He didn't seem like he was listening. And then I told him that Nashville Skyline sucked, while Self Portrait was a stone ripoff, since many people bought it, played it once, and stuck it on their shelf. Neither album related to objective reality. Dylan responded quietly. Well, they were two good songs on Self Portrait, Days of 49 and Copper Kettle.
Hey, you know, you don't have to change this, man, but I'll say there were more than two. I'll still say there were more than two.
You said there were two.
I did say I just had the word two, but I mean, you know, you don't have to change it. You can leave it like that, but there are more than two.
Without those two LPs, there'd be no New Morning. Anyway, I'm just starting to get back on my feet as far as my music goes. Al, to use Infeniment. No, man, the reason I have so much energy is because I'm tuned into life, the life force that's trying to assert itself here on Earth. I'm alive, man. Why worry so much about Earth when there's... What do you want me to do? Worry about if Mars invades us? What drugs do you use? I found something else in the thing. You know, first of all, let me first paragraph. What drugs do you use, Al? Just reefer and caffeine. You? No drugs. Bullshit. Well, so long, Al. Oh, then I'm going to put no drugs, and I'm going to put, and it looked true because Dylan's eyes look normal. And the bullshit, but I must admit that his eyes look normal, because I made reference to your pupil size in other articles, you know, and I feel I should put that in, to be fair. Well, so long, Al, you're an interesting fellow. See you in a few weeks. I gave him the power handshake, and he split. When I got home, I was fucking wasted. I was rapping with Harvey, a lawyer friend, when the phone rang. Hello, Al, this is Bob. Suddenly, the phone began to look like my record player. Want to come over here and visit me tomorrow? That's like asking a strung-out junkie if he wants a fix. Al, I want to thank you for helping me sell a lot of records. Your articles have helped me get it, keep it going. Yeah, that's when I start to lounge. I don't dig. I may cancel it out soon. Al, do you have a driver's license? No, never learned to drive. Too bad. I know the chauffeur job is open. Are you trying to buy me out? Stop right there. It's fucking possible. No, I wasn't trying to buy you out. I just wanted you to see life from another seat. You've been on the streets too long. Hey, Bob, you know that song Champagne, Illinois, you wrote, Gary Carpenter, and Jeff would be telling you a song. He needed something. Anyway, why not write a song called Come to Illinois, because it's where the pigs just murdered. Black man was going to testify against them. Dylan remained silent.